are my
Hey guys, and welcome back to Eight at the Table. Just want to give a quick shout out to all of our fans, our viewers, those of you who comment, engage, and you buy merch, you give tithes and offering, all of that stuff. We really appreciate it. But for you, we wouldn't be able to keep the lights on and keep the show going. So we're gonna go ahead and jump everything off. Everybody knows our crew here. We got Rico, Jada, Rome, and Amanda. Okay, everybody has on glasses except you. So I don't know if any of you guys follow like threads on Reddit, but they have this series called, I don't even call it a series. I think it's like a thread, just a big, long, everlasting thread. And it's called Am I the Asshole? So pretty much people write in, they give a scenario and they like abbreviate, was it A-I-T-A, Am I the Asshole? So BuzzFeed did a story on a recent Reddit thread. Here it is. So tell me what y'all think. All right. So these are actually her words from the post. Am I the asshole for not giving my husband my escape money when I saw that we were financially struggling? I'm a 34-year-old female, have recently ran into a situation with my husband, who is a 37-year-old male, and I'm curious about if I am the asshole here or not. So me and my husband have been together for 8 years, married for 7. When I got married, my mother came to me privately and talked about setting aside money as a rainy day escape fund if worse came to worse. My husband has never showed any signs of being dangerous and rarely even gets upset, but the way my mother talked about it, it seemed like a no-brainer to have. When me and my husband, I really don't like that. When my husband and I got together, we agreed I would be a stay-at-home wife. We are both child free, so that was never a concern. My husband made a comfortable mid six-figure salary. All was good until about 2 years ago. He was injured at work in a near fatal accident. Between hospital bills and a lawsuit that we lost that ate up nearly all of our savings, I took a part-time job while my husband was recovering. But when he fully recovered, we transitioned back into me being unemployed, as my husband insisted that it was his role to provide. He currently is working 2 full-time jobs and Ubers on his off days to keep us afloat. Here is where I might be the asshole. I do all of the expense management and have continued to put money into my escape account, although I significantly decreased from $750 a month to just $200 a month. My husband came home exhausted one night and asked about downsizing because the stress of work was going to kill him. I told him downsizing would not be an option, as I had spent many years making our house a home, and offered to go back to work. He tried to be nice, but basically told me that me going back to work wouldn't make enough. After an argument, my husband went through our finances to see where we could cut back. He was confused when he saw that I had regular recurring withdrawals leading back years and asked me about it. I broke down and revealed my money to him.
My money.
Which now sits at about $47,000. After I told him all this, he just broke down sobbing. His point of view is that I treated him like a predator and hid money from him for years, even when he was at his lowest. I told him that the money was a precaution I would have taken with any partner and not specific to him. He left the house to stay with his brother and said, I heard him on every possible level, but my mom says this is exactly what the money is for. And should bail now.
I fucking hate him. That's messed up. I hate all of them. Anyone like that, I dislike you. I despise you. You shouldn't be married.
I think it was selfish. I think that's extremely selfish.
Very selfish.
Okay, go ahead.
She keeps saying my escape, my money, my. And it sounds like she's getting terrible information from her mother, who probably went through something with her ex or in her past. Mm-hmm. And she's already said that he wasn't abusive or he wasn't dangerous. So
that was never a marriage.
Can I play devil's advocate real quick before we start getting on the same page on the couch?
There's no need to play devil's advocate.
Okay, well, my only statement in playing devil's advocate is I think that her mom gave her that advice because her husband insisted that she was a stay-at-home wife, which means she would have, I mean, her money would have come from him, his money, her money, or whatever. But in the case that they got divorced, I don't know what their divorce agreement or if she signed a prenup or anything like that. I don't know. But I think that was just advice so that she'd have something for herself. Mm-hmm. Because you can't just like be at home twiddling your fingers, absolutely, just being like, okay, well, I can only get money if he gets money. And if he's not getting money, then I don't have shit to do.
Well, 6 out of the 8 years that they were together, he was making mid six figures.
Right.
Correct? Right. So he's making money. Now, it's one thing to, you know, have a conversation with your significant other, especially when you're married, and say, hey, you know, I would like to have X amount to do whatever it is I want to do, right? If I'm going to be a stay-at-home wife and you're going to be the one making all the money, I need to have access to this amount of funds so I can have fun doing my extracurricular activities. Therefore, I don't have to feel as if I'm just tied to the house. And I don't have, and I have the opportunity to then grow and start whatever business endeavors that I may want with the money that I do get. That's entirely different. When you're taking money, and unknowingly, right? There's no conversation within you two.
It's not unknowing.
Well, he didn't know. She runs all the finances, and he had to find out when he actually had to look at,
that's
look back.
Stealing.
At. Yeah, you basically was.
That's wolfing.
So like you're taking the money without your significant other knowing on a monthly basis for years, and not only did you do that when times actually got rough, right? You would rather try to work than try to reveal. And that's where I really have an issue, because now I know it was never for us. It was only for you.
And it wasn't. Well, she said that. She said, this is my escape fund. So the savings wasn't for like a rainy day for them. It was her escape. If I ever needed just money for, yeah, for
I
myself.
I just hate that it's called escape, though. Because
I mean,
like,
that's what she called it.
It is a fucking
like,
escape.
Because what are we doing then? Like, are we really in a marriage that's for the right reasons? Because if I have to have an
you ever had your parents tell you that you need Vex money?
Absolutely.
When you leave the house, you need some Vex money.
Yeah,
no matter
absolutely.
If you go out with your friends, you go out with your man. If you need to get out of there, you need to have some money
so
on you.
My grandmother always tells me, like, when I'm
same thing
dating, like, make sure, you know, you take care of yourself. I mean, not dating, but when I was whatever, mind your business. But in situations, I've always been told to save money, and I did regret the time where I didn't. But I think in a marriage, it's different. I wasn't married. So in a marriage, I feel like your struggle is my struggle. Whatever you're going through, I should be able to help out in the situation, or, you know, like pick up where you can't at the time. So the fact that, okay, she did pick up, she did go to work and help with the bills, but at the same time, she did pick up and help with, you know, in work when she could, but I just feel like a secret account. She didn't?
She said she's a part-time job until
he
got
the
two jobs.
And then she offered another part-time job when he said, hey, let's downsize.
Yeah.
And she said it wasn't an option.
But I think when she said.
No, he did.
No, he said, let's downsize. She said it's not an option.
Oh, well, he told her not to work.
She wasn't willing to. She wasn't really willing to change her lifestyle and how she was living. And I think most of everything she did was selfish.
So I actually like the fact that you brought that up, because, and I'm not advocating for what she did, but
me neither. Just playing devil's advocate. That's what I did.
It's important.
Before y'all come, I know y'all like to tussle.
It is important.
My blood is hot.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
It's important for you to have your own money in some form or fashion, you know, man or woman, it doesn't matter. But I think the way that it appears that maybe she went about it the wrong way, but at the end of the day, whatever he was making as a spouse, she's entitled to half of that. And I think that what would have made this make the most sense and not be so shocking was if there was a simple conversation. Okay, you make X amount of dollars, legally I'm entitled to half. Let's figure out what we're, you know, if I'm entitled to half, we're gonna take half from you, half from me. This is gonna go to savings. This is gonna go to investments. This is gonna go to whatever, you know? And I think where they went wrong is simply not having the conversation, because I mean, I guess if he's a good dude, he would have been like, yeah, you should have some money on the side for whatever. So.
But I think that the fact that he told her not to go back to work and he didn't want her to work was the fact that, like, she was basically a kept woman. They didn't have kids. Mm-hmm. So it seems like the escape plan she had this plan all along. It was never based on love.
It was her fucked up ass mother, right? And that's the problem. Women take advice from battered women and ruin their relationships.
I'll agree.
And some of those women is your sister. Some of those women are your sister. Some of the sisters. Some of those women are your parent or parents, or just your best friends. And when you have a woman who may be battered and or uneducated on how marriage works or a relationship dynamic works, and they give you advice, they put you in a position where your back's going to be against the wall in a situation that you probably didn't want to do, and ultimately a failed relationship, whether it be a marriage or whatever. And that's exactly what happened. Her mother got involved and said, hey, you should have an escape plan. Although there was no signs of, you know, any like
foul play.
I'm sorry. Not just financial threat, but like separation. Yeah. Like, you know, she said that he was a good guy. He was never violent, et cetera, et cetera. She was an advocate for him first. And her mom said, hey, well, you should always have an escape plan no matter what. Which means that in her mind, she was never thinking about this. So now it's a woman putting another bug in her ear, and then she decided to do it. And I agree wholeheartedly with you. It had nothing to do. See, men, we really operate most times on a principle level. It has nothing to do with the fact that you had the money and you saved the money. It had everything to do that you had the money. It was your quote-unquote escape plan. I never knew about it, and you've watched me struggle working two jobs and door dashing on the off day. So I never have an off day for however long this transpired, if it was 6 months or a year. And then when I say, hey, you know what? I'm willing to still sacrifice myself for you. Let's just downsize so I can afford it and I don't have to kill myself in the process. She refuses to downsize and says, I will go ahead and get a part-time job. Him knowing how much the expenses, I guess, you know, are to upkeep the home that they live in, said it's not going to be enough money. And then she wants to reveal when she got caught. And that's what makes a man never trust you ever again. And once that man never trusts you, especially when it comes to a money situation, when he feels like you've been hiding money, you would never be able to win that man back again.
What if she gives you the money?
A few things. It wasn't hidden. The money was never hidden.
But he didn't know about it.
Yeah, but he did find out about it by going through it.
Yeah, I mean, he could have always checked all those years. He could have always checked.
She was taking the money out without telling him.
That is what we call willful ignorance. Mm. Like, at the end of the day, I don't know shit about how much my Con Ed bill is. But if I want to,
you can go check.
I can go check. I don't even know the total amount of our mortgage. But if I want to, I can go check. That's willful ignorance. That's not on her. That's on him. Because if you're making that much money and you have no accounting of it, then really it just don't matter to you. And that's fine. But that's a risk you take. You have to understand that if you're not looking at your finances, anything could be going on with
it. So basically, don't marry a thieving woman.
She's not
a fucking thief, bro.
It was their joint account.
He's married to the woman, and she's hot. She's pulling money out.
Yo, it was a joint account.
No, he married. Bro, he married a woman and said, "I trust you with the finances. Don't worry about shit. I'ma work. I'ma trust you with the finances. So if I put my trust in you to make sure that you keep the finances, and you pulling money out on the low for years, you're fucking stealing."
It's not stealing.
It's stealing.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's the wrong word.
Because I trust you not to do it.
It's not stealing.
I trust you to maintain the finances and put them where they belong. Not for you to duck them off in an escape account.
It's not stealing.
Well, yeah, just to be like accurate, she is.
What he brings in.
Okay, but
wouldn't that be her fun then? She didn't need an escape account.
I was about to say, okay, so that is part of it. I feel like where she's going wrong.
She said escape account. Yeah. Negates the fact that she's married and she's going to get half anyway. I think the fact that she's labeling it an escape account is, I think that's the shady part. Mm-hmm. She could have said rainy day.
It did say rainy day.
Oh, no, not to him.
But, no, it said I think rainy that day,
I think either way.
It said both. But I want to point this out. At the end of the day, you were saying you're blaming friends and mothers and this, that, and the other. At the end of the day,
it's not on them.
Exactly.
It's on her. She took that information and did what she wanted to do. It has nothing to do with her mom, her sisters, or whoever given information that you may deem as bad.
Because she could have easily said, "Mom, mind your business."
Or she could have said, "I appreciate you."
Exactly.
You know,
some people don't make decisions.
Imagine being with a woman.
So look, although yes, there is a level of accountability for the person who does make the decision when they are ultimately the only one in control of that decision. I agree. However, there is a level of influence. And if you are under the influence and you do make a poor decision, then that person who influenced you is part to blame. Not whole, but part to blame. And literally, like, the way I look at both of it is, like, the mother's a co-conspirator. Like,
well, that's how I look at it.
They were a thief. The mom is a co-conspirator, and she really.
But the man is not taking accountability.
Her mom said, "Go kill that man." You think the mom is getting locked up?
They share. Yeah, that's not taking accountability.
No, he did not have access to it.
He said he know he found out because he went into the account.
She had her own account that she was putting money into. If you're my wife, or even if you're not my wife, whoever you are, and I say, "Hey, you run the cashier to my storefront, right?" You're the cashier. All the transactions are going to come to you, but you're pulling money out the register. You're fucking stealing from the business.
That just goes back to integrity. And I just think is...
No, it's not, because he's giving her money from the business.
They don't have entitlement to the money from the business.
Her integrity is questionable.
That's the stealing part.
Yeah, that's from a business.
Are we stupid or dumb on
that? Then that's stealing.
The business is a whole separate
entity. Where did they get the money from?
Him.
Where did they get the money from? Him. His business. They got the money from his fucking business. The nigga had a business. And then his business, he was giving her the money to run the finances.
No.
Okay, so where did the money come from?
That's different, bro.
Where did the money come from, bro?
You can't be yelling.
Where did the money come from?
Show is hell and yelling.
Where did the money come from? Where did it come from?
Okay, if you're trying to say that where she stole the money from his job, that's
the
not.
The money came from his business. He had a business. Once he had the business, she ran the finances, okay? That means she's taking money from him and or the business.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't know, but if I'm married to someone, I would have to communicate certain things. Like, that's...
Absolutely. Like, no, wrong. There's places that she's wrong. She should have communicated with her husband if she was taking money for a different account.
Working out in the field hard, I'm feeling bad, like, if I love my man, if I'm in this relationship for the right reasons and that's my husband, I'm like, baby, but we got this money saved up. I know, yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't feel right. I wouldn't feel right. Maybe that's my problem because I never put myself before my relationship in that way, and that's where
Marie,
I fucked up.
Marie, can you talk to them, please, Marie? Like they're like
the stealing from his business. That's just not. That's not it.
I understand, and maybe that's my problem.
I feel like we need to clear that up because that's not it.
Okay, so read it again. No, you read it.
Don't read it again.
I mean, we can read it again. We have the information.
Read it.
But it's not stealing.
Business as he worked.
The business was the only source of income they had.
You're not saying a business like as a business. You're saying he worked for that money, therefore he was.
What I'm saying is the money came from the business.
Let him say it again.
Okay. He owned a business.
Did he own a business?
Yes. He owned a business. And then when he owned the business, that's where the money came from. When he got hurt, then he went and worked at a job once he healed. She worked at a job in the in-between times.
But that's his money, though.
Okay.
And all money that belongs to him belongs to her.
We're not talking about that part. I'm talking about they were together for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's do math. They were together for 8 years.
Yeah.
He was injured, right? 2 years, the last 2 years of their relationship.
No, keep talking.
That's what I thought. Yeah, we're talking about salary. He was just making money. He was making good money. He got injured.
I thought that's what we were all on.
The fact that it took him to get injured for you to suggest going back to work and changing up your lifestyle, you could have easily downsized right then and there. I think she had many opportunities to say, "Hey, we should change our lifestyle," or "Hey, now I'm ready to," but she decided to work. And did they say her money as well? They didn't say what she was doing with her money. She was saving her money too.
Well, he doesn't say
maybe when she was probably working when he was hurt, because she was working when he was hurt.
Somebody steal your money before?
I think he was cheating.
No, but my thing is like, yo, you can't get married and put an escape plan.
Yeah,
you can't get married and put an escape plan and then say my money is your money and your money is my money, but yeah, you're hiding money.
I don't know. You're married. I don't know. You have your own. You
a man or a woman. You a damn fool if you don't have something to yourself.
And that's where I would be fucked up. Because I'd be a damn fool.
No, it's like, not baby. About. So my thing is, it has nothing to do with not having anything to yourself. It has everything to do with how you go about getting what's for yourself. And if you go by taking money out when nobody is knowing, especially if I put you in a position to run the finances because I'm trusting you to run the finances.
If she was on a stipend or getting an allowance, I think it would like understanding. It would be different. But she's...
Can I say something?
I don't know. That's
well, can I give like a simple, you know, comparison? If she was also working, right? And the same thing applies, your money is my money. So every paycheck, we're sharing mm-hmm. both paychecks, right? And she decides with her paycheck, I'm going to take out $200 and put it into an account for myself because I need something for myself. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at her the same way?
You said if they're both working or if just
the money that she worked for, then we're not looking at.
Yeah,
the same
that's different.
Way.
That's a totally different situation. No, but
her money is his money, her money.
No, but in that situation, he was the only one working. So that's where it's different because I'm the one busting my ass, sacrificing my health.
But it was your idea that I be a stay at home wife.
This is the thing. That's all null and void.
Every single opportunity that I could, I offered to work.
You are my fucking wife or my husband, bitch.
And you chose to stay home.
You are my motherfucking partner.
I did it. You suggested it. And every opportunity I offered to work.
That is the problem. You're my family. You are my family. You're my wife. We share a home. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't consider me the way you consider yourself. That's just how I look at it. Like, if you and I are in a partnership and we're family and we share a home and like we're our finances are together and I'm making sure you good, if I'm making sure you good and I'm telling you not to work, this conversation should not be hit. It needs to happen. This conversation needs to happen because why the fuck are you hiding money when I'm out here in the field making sure you live in a comfortable life?
Okay, Jada, I want to ask you something personally only because I know you were always like rich guys, broke guys. They always dog me out.
No, I didn't. I wasn't saying that. No.
Hold on. You did.
No, I said they all do the same shit.
Okay.
To this day, baby, like, no, I have a great relationship with my baby dad. I don't know what
I'm
kind
not
of
talking about
story
him.
I put out.
I'm just, yeah, I'm just talking about.
Listen, I be just talking off of my fam, my friends, my family, other situations. I just be talking off of just being a woman. Just
yeah. Okay. Me, so broke niggas, rich niggas, someone who's looking out for you doesn't matter.
And when you say niggas, we talking about all races because every race got niggas.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know I had to specify that, but. Any security for yourself, are you not going to make sure that you have that? Because it could be someone that, you know, you feel like is looking out for you, but then they can turn around and cheat on you and or they want somebody younger or somebody better, they think, or, you know, now they're leaving you. And what do you have?
I fuck with you.
No red flags, though.
Alimony.
I don't think it has to be a red flag.
It doesn't have to be.
You can't
any
ask
red
me
flag.
That question. Because
you can think that this person is so great because they've been looking out for you and they've held you down and they've made sure you were so good. They wanted you to be a stay at home and they were so perfect for so many years. And all of a sudden, there's a switch, and now we're not together anymore.
Happen one. Secondly,
there wasn't a switch in this situation.
There was nothing wrong. You failed to communicate.
And in my situation, there was a switch, but I'm still taking care of.
You could have communicated that, hey, listen, I want something for myself.
I agree.
I mean,
you didn't communicate, and you also,
he wasn't dogging her.
I feel like we're all in agreement that she should have communicated.
She should have communicated.
Let me just put that out there.
Simple as that.
Yes, communication.
She should have communicated.
The lack of communication shows and dictates exactly what it is defined as. If you communicated it, and then I had a disagreement or whatever, but you still went about it, is entirely different than me just doing something. And not only did I do something, I did it for years. And not only did I do it for years, even when push came to shove and we had nothing and I was at a point where we can't afford this home, you still didn't come to the surface and say, well, guess what? You know, I did save some money throughout the time frame of you working and I was staying at home. You didn't even offer that. And then you gave a separate solution to hide that again.
Mm-hmm.
You get a separate solution, like, yo, let me go back to work. And he's like, well, that's still not going to cover the bills. So let me actually see where my money's been going, because maybe I've been mismanaging the money, right? So then he starts checking where his money is going. And then long and behold, oh, wait, huh? What happened? There's $750 here. Oh, but now it's $200 here.
In a relationship, cool. In a sugar daddy situation, in a motherfucking a relationship where I'm just getting an allowance or a stipend, all right, cool. But in a marriage, I just see a difference.
Why are you marrying somebody you can't trust?
Exactly. That's just the way I see it.
Why are you marrying somebody you can't trust? That's the real key. If you have to keep money stashed to the side, why are you marrying somebody that you can't trust?
Well, then I'd probably suggest that she just shouldn't be married because she said that it wasn't personal to him. She would have done it with anyone.
But that's a lie. You know why? Because she never did it. She only did it when her mom brought it to her attention. She followed the process.
But we don't know at what point, though. Her mom probably did it before, gave her the advice before they got married. I don't know at what point did the mom give this advice.
Well, hold it down, bitch. You got married. Hold it down.
He should have left.
Hold it down.
He was right in leaving because I think that's a huge...
I mean, that can be, it can be forgiven though. You can come back for that because it's not like there were like, I don't think you have to completely end the relationship off of this though.
Of 8 years of mistrust.
But they had a savings account.
It's been eight years.
They had a savings account. They had a joint savings account that they depleted. Let's remember that they had years. Hello, motherfuckers. Aaron, fuck. Aaron, fuck. Yeah. But it don't be just me, it be all of them. So
no, it's never me. I'm the oldest one.
It's all y'all.
Oh, okay. So yeah, family, y'all. So but if we depleted our savings that we had together and then I had a separate account.
A separate savings that you've been hiding.
Yeah. No. I've been rolling with y'all this whole time. I ain't trying to switch it up. I'm just saying, damn, I done missed my, because me and Aaron got into that argument. I just forgot what I was going to say. Y'all know my choo-choo train.
I'm saying, I don't think he's wrong for leaving. And as far as being able to trust her again.
Yeah, I don't think the relationship is over.
Yeah, it's not, maybe not be over, but fully trust. With
he finances. Said it's over.
It's over. If it ain't over now, it'll be over when they try to rekindle. Because
things should be forgiven.
But it's not about the forgiving part. The thing is, I was just said how long he did this, how long he basically worked three jobs.
If cheating can be forgiven. I think this can be
cheating
forgiven.
Cheating is way different in
it's
a sense.
It's over about some $47,000.
No, it's not about. Yo, you watched it. First of all, this man is at a breaking point, right? He said, I cannot work no more. It's going to kill me. Okay.
He can't be about to die if he told his wife not to work.
That was pride. Right. First of all, I want to put that in there. Not working was pride.
And don't let your pride kill you.
So it was three. He was working three jobs, right? And if he's working three jobs, and has nothing to do with $47,000, like, yo, I'm working three jobs. You're watching me kill myself every day. You're watching me not be able to do anything to like. That would make me happy. I'm literally working to supply a home and cover the costs and finances of this home for you. And yet you have never once ever had the audacity to say, hey, guess what? I saved $47,000 through the course of our marriage. And let's actually try to use this to kind of alleviate some of your stress. Now, I realize as a man that is married to this woman or this type of woman, you would rather watch me die than to one, downsize. And two, help out. And three, in the process, take and make me work harder. like not only did what he got back to work, she was still taking money. So he's already short on money and she's still taking $200 a month.
It don't sound like they was having much sex either.
Let's not forget, this whole time, I guarantee you 100% that she was still complaining.
And no,
don't be adding shit. Don't be adding shit, Rome.
She was definitely still complaining.
Rome, I'm not. Yo, I'm gonna ignore the shit out of you right now.
She wasn't smiling every day.
I feel like if she did not,
she was slapping on that knob.
If she did not have an alternative, like how can I help? Then I would have called her evil as fuck.
She's still complaining.
She did not want to reveal her own savings, but she said, "I can go back to work." He did say that wasn't really going to make any difference, but she was willing to still, like, if she was a shit wife, she would have
downsized and said, you know what? How about this? I'll go to work and I'll downsize. So now you can take two jobs out and work one. Or maybe you could work two jobs and have a little bit extra money to do whatever extracurriculars you have.
I'm about to go in.
No, I just said I'm working. I mean, to be honest,
I think she has more secrets. She's a whore.
This should be a lesson to, and I'm gonna say this to women.
I'm gonna put my drink here.
Don't ever be in a situation where you don't have your own.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody says. Rico believes that, you know, that's toxicity or these women are so damaged and messed up.
Not you bobbing over there.
They're giving, you know, this evil information. But I just can't imagine a woman being in a position, because I've seen it, and I imagine some of y'all have seen it before.
Parents, yeah.
Yeah, with your parents or grandparents or whatever, where the woman is left with her children with absolutely nothing. I mean, they don't have children in this case, but like just with absolutely nothing, no way to even feed and clothe yourself, you know? So like I said, you'd be a goddamn fool to not have your own, man or woman. It really doesn't matter. Like for you to not have the presence of mind to make sure that you are okay if something goes down, because at the end of the day, the probability of things being right and continuing down that same path is the exact same probability of shit going awry.
50-50,
baby. I agree with that 100%.
Nobody knows. So for you not to protect yourself, it's crazy. Don't you have car insurance? Don't you have homeowners insurance? Don't you have insurance on your spouse, on your kids, on yourself? Like there's so many things that can go wrong. And for you to think that just because you married, ain't nothing gonna ever happen is absolutely ridiculous.
I agree with you, Aaron.
Again, women, don't ever put yourself in a situation where you can't take care of yourself. I don't care if that means you getting a deposit from your daddy every month. I don't care if that means you're gonna continue to work while you with your husband. I don't care what it means. You a goddamn fool if you don't have your own.
Okay, Aaron, I agree.
I would definitely say there's definitely variables to that. Yeah, you should go get your own, right? Or you should have your own.
Allow me to work.
You either have the ability to go get your own and don't settle to be a stay-at-home wife. If you feel that you have to sneak money out of your household, if you have a conversation in that.
She did not express that she desired to be a stay-at-home wife.
She agreed to it. I don't care what she expressed.
No, but if your husband.
She agreed to it.
Okay.
She made that conscious decision, right? You said. Words of Aaron. She made a choice.
No, she did make a choice.
So then I don't care about nothing else.
Somebody else had a input on that choice.
Okay.
It's different if her mom said you need to go or you need to be at home. No, the person with whom she shares a life.
She made a choice to be home.
It's not her.
She made a choice to be home. She made a choice to be home. And that's it. If you want to make a choice to be home when there's 1,000 different work opportunities for men and women, you are taking on that choice. So now I'm not saying.
So now she goes to work. She got to come home and deal with a nigga that don't want her at work. That's what she got to deal with.
If she gives the opportunity, if she has a conversation to say to this man, listen, I either want to have my own money by me working for it, or I want you to put money in an account for myself. That's a different conversation. But if you feel like you can't have this conversation with your husband, so you have to sneak money out of whatever finances that he's bringing in, then you are in the wrong. So that means you should not make the choice to be at home and not working because you want your own and you're not an adult enough to communicate the fact that you would like to have a piece of the pie to your own. I mean, for yourself, from his finances. That's very simple. If you're not an adult, you shouldn't be married and then saying making decisions that could put you in a position where you could be left with nothing.
Gotcha. I'm gonna ask you a question. Right. So let's say you're married and you're dead set on your spouse being at home. No kids. We'll say exact same situation.
Right.
So really, she's just managing the home. You know, and that's a job in itself, but she's managing the home, make sure everything is okay. There's not much for you to even worry or think about on that end.
Okay.
Right? So if she's at home, y'all have made a decision for her to be at home, but if she says, you know what? No, I need my own. And she goes to work and that is like very much against what it is you desire. Mm-hmm. Are you just going to be cool with that and take it? Or is it going to be like a bit of frustration and a bit of like friction between y'all when she not at home when you get home or the house ain't clean? Or the such and such wasn't taken care of, or the food ain't cooked.
Okay.
You gonna come home and eat you a hot sandwich.
You want my honest answer?
Yeah.
My honest answer is we entered this marriage as 50-50 equal, mm-hmm. right? We broke 50-50 and we decided that you could stay home. I have hurt myself. I am injured.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I didn't ask any of that.
Not if I'm injured.
No, I didn't ask any of that. What I asked is if you want your spouse to be home.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
And she's like, no, I can't really do that. Right? Yeah. You know, I need to have my own X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
But now you come home and it's an issue. There's friction. The food isn't cooked. The house isn't clean.
And that's her job.
That's while she's what, home? That, well, no, that's what she's doing.
There has to be things like that yeah, part of the plan.
She's a home wife, meaning.
Okay. But she has to do those things.
Managing the home.
Right.
But none of those things are done now because she's
now
working.
There's a problem.
Now,
so is that
going to
cause friction?
What? It won't cause friction.
Women can't work.
She has to work. So I'm going to be understanding that now you have to work.
No.
And so those things aren't going to happen. Saying. What, am I missing something?
Yes.
That's the way she asked it.
It's not having.
This is her not working.
This is from the jump, right?
Okay.
From the jump. They made a decision for her to be at home.
They.
And this is the thing.
They.
What are you talking about?
They made a decision. They. Both. My fucking point. Continue.
Right. They.
They.
That's the point.
Yeah, ask
the
question.
So if she was like, yo, I want to go to work because I want to have my own.
Okay.
Is there going to be any friction? Are you going to feel a certain way when you come home because the shit that you thought was going to be going on at the house isn't going on? Because she's like, no, I need to work because I need some sense of freedom and ability to earn and have something for myself.
So for me, I'm answering mm-hmm. for me, there mm-hmm. will not be friction because I am holding her back from what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to let her be her own person Ooh. And not be trapped by what I believe in mm. or what she's convinced me that I believe in. Truth be told, most men, I'll speak for myself, Romeo Johnson.
Don't be using my shit.
I was going to use it earlier, but I ain't say nothing good.
I'm aware that y'all have an ace in the hole at all times, and that is marriage. Y'all always have the ace in the hole, and you can fall back on getting half the money. I'm
prenup.
Aware of that.
Alan has
it. Or prenup. I'm aware of that. So what I would do is try to make this home as happy as mm-hmm. possible. So we can have this long lasting and you don't take half my money on some bullshit. That's how I would
Sounds
handle
it. Sounds easy, but it ain't that easy. And
I'm
then
saying how I would handle it.
Let me tell you something. Because Amanda was giving me a look. She was giving me a look because she knows that I've been a stay-at-home bitch.
Wow.
Multiple times. I've been a stay-at-home bitch, but I've never been a wife. So my mindset, I understand both. Now, I fucked up before. I didn't take care of my business and save like I should have, and I learned from that situation. But I feel like when you're married to someone, I think it's different. Like, the understanding is completely different than when you're just a baby mother, which I was. I was a baby mother. So at the end of the day, I was a baby mother whose bills was paid. I was a baby mother who the groceries is in the house. We had an understanding. And something occurred that was not financial, but it was something else that affected our relationship. But at the same time, that person still took care of the household. You know what I'm saying? That agreement and that understanding still, it was
occurred.
You know, it occurred. Whatever I did was my decision. So me leaving or doing whatever is because of how I felt. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, even that was a strong connection. Whereas, like, listen, you're not gonna leave me out stinking. And I'm not going to fuck you over. It's not going to be no extra shit. But if I was married to someone, my bad. Damn, bracelets.
Yeah.
But if I was married to someone, I think it just would be completely different.
I think that's a completely different, like, just that scenario of marriage.
Where one.
If it was boyfriend and girlfriend for 8 years, I could be like, ah, she was a snake bitch.
Right.
But marriage, she didn't communicate.
Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong.
Which what we all agree on.
Yeah, I think it's just wrong.
It's not up for discussion.
Yeah. I think we all agree with
nobody should be in your business when you're in a marriage.
Escape fund is just maybe worded wrong. Maybe rainy day fund because it's both of us.
Right.
I'll allow that. But
not allow.
It was escape from her words.
I'm going to say allow because
it wasn't for her. It was a rainy day for her. Like,
I'm saying.
Which she also is entitled to had she just communicated that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, literally,
she chose
not
to downsize. No one's like, she chose not to downsize.
I think, above in this entire scenario, I actually think that is the worst part.
Not downsizing.
The resistance to the suggestion.
Because you're not being a team player at all.
Yeah, because that would give them
resentment,
some breathing
if anything,
room.
Right then and there. Instant resentment.
And if you don't want to work, all right, let's just, you know, let's figure out a compromise. Yeah. Let's meet in the middle.
Exactly. I think that was probably, we're calling people snakes or whatever. That was like the snakiest or the shadiest shit. Like, she literally, they don't have children. So it's not like they need some crazy big house or whatever. You know, I understand that she's attached to it, but yeah, I don't think
selfish.
That's more important than being able to, like, get on the good foot with respect to your finances.
Get up on your good foot.
And it's clearly, like, they're clearly not going to be able to do it being in that house with that level of bills.
And she was complaining.
We don't know she was complaining.
I'm telling you, she
was complaining. Hold on, Rome.
Okay.
Rome, I swear to God, I'm going to jump right over there.
You can't add that.
He was complaining too.
If think about it, if she didn't want to downsize,
it's crazy.
A complaint came with that. Listen, I don't want to downsize because...
I don't know if this was Aaron's words or the words of the prompt.
No, this was, I read everything verbatim.
But she said that she did not want to downsize because she spent so much time making the house a home. Was that your words or that?
Shit out of her.
No.
Yeah, you know you can't get Aaron started on that.
No. If without kids, what did you make? That's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. Aaron don't got hit kids,
account.
And that's her favorite thing to say.
Hey, but listen to me. Hear me out. I know how to make my own food. I know how to clean my house.
What color is your refrigerator?
It's white.
Exactly.
And it's still not only is it white, but it still freezes and it still keeps cold.
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't care about none of that.
Exactly.
Wait.
That man.
Did you guys see that thing on social media about like a month ago where they were like, they were like cutting on people that have white refrigerators?
I have a white refrigerator. I put milk in it and I put stuff in the freezer.
You said it don't freeze?
It freezes and it. Oh, okay. What do I need that? A woman's touch? Is a silver refrigerator?
No.
that's an expense.
For six figures?
No, I feel you.
And a matching stove?
But you got a matching stove. So.
I got a white mattress though.
Yep. So you're good to go.
It ain't nothing wrong with that.
See, that's not the point. What I'm saying is that, and you brought this up, you're saying she felt that she made that house into a home. While I disagree with her decision, she should have agreed to downsize. There is a lot of work that goes into making your house like a blank slate.
I can do that. I'm sorry for the men that y'all have met that can, but I can do that myself.
But you
I
have want a white refrigerator. No, you can't.
I don't need it till it breaks. No. If it breaks, then I'll get a silver one.
No.
But the thing is this.
Your house is a house. And you comfortable in it, but your house is a house. It ain't a home.
So a home is a silver refrigerator and matching stuff.
What color is your fridge?
It is silver.
What color is your fridge?
White. No, the one upstairs. The one upstairs. The one upstairs, Yumi. First of all,
we are so shallow.
We are so just mentioning that she has multiple fridges.
That's why I know God is going to bless me with an amazing man.
Sent her third.
I have downsized. I have done it all. I have saved them. I have all three.
Guys,
sorry.
One voice.
Sorry.
My point is just that I understand where she was coming from, saying a house and home, but that was a shitty response to her like reasoning for not be willing to downsize. Like, real talk today, my husband can say, yo, X, Y, and Z is going on. Baby, y'all seen my house. I'll leave that house next week. Does not matter to me.
Me too.
Literally does not matter to me. And I know a bunch of y'all niggas on TV be like, Aaron, money, this money. And yeah, money's important. Don't ever think that it's not.
But it comes
But at the end of the day, the beautiful home that I live in, the beautiful home that I've, house that I've made a home that we built from the ground up, I will leave that bitch tomorrow if that's what it means for us to have good financial footing. Mm-hmm. If something happens, I'm leaving, and it don't matter. We can go get us a 1,500 square foot ranch in Houston, and we out. End of the day.
Exactly. So see how we be talking shit, but we on the same page. We on the same page because I would leave too, and I would do what I got to do for my partner because that's my partner.
But I think you and I have different points of views on where she was wrong.
Okay.
I feel like she was wrong by the not downsizing.
Oh, I
yeah, she should have.
I wasn't aware that I couldn't make a house a home. No, I might be.
It's crazy, bro.
I swear to God, I'm not being funny.
Women are the only ones that can do that.
Stop acting like y'all don't need women. Can we stop doing that?
It's not that we don't need women.
Okay, but it's different. No, stop. We're not even going. No, you can fucking not.
Can we get a home tour?
You can't make a house a motherfucking home. No. You need that feminine energy. That's not true. That's not every relationship. So you don't need that relationship and that connection with a woman. You don't fucking need that. You really just
I didn't need that. I said,
but that's
I
part
said,
of making
I
the
said
house
me
the home.
Working six figures while you stay home and hitting enter.
Okay, you didn't
I
say all that.
Shit myself.
You didn't say all that.
You see, you done changed a lot.
He was not.
Hold on.
He was not working.
Oh,
so she wasn't doing nothing.
Enter.
Oh,
we were talking about that in this moment, by the way, though. You were saying making my house a home in a different way.
She's not working. What is she doing all day? Making the home. Oh, I'm making the home.
Can we get a house tour when you go home? Send us a video.
I'll send you a video. It's nice and basic.
I hope nobody ever makes you dinner.
I got a white refrigerator. I got a white stove. And I put my fucking pans on it and I turn the flame on and that motherfucker works.
Okay, your bills is paid.
I know the conditions that my husband would live in if I wasn't.
She tried to cover it.
But is this
a because
usually when you have a white stove and white fridge, that's what she tried.
No, usually when you go to a men's home, especially when they live by themselves. Yeah, usually when you go into a man's home and they live by themselves, they don't got much going on. They have very simple furniture.
But those like, be
they there's no decoration.
Yo, our spots, I mean, we shared a wall. I lived next door. Yo, our spots look totally different. Totally. I mean,
was it a home for him?
But that's the thing.
Some people just don't know how to decorate.
Who is it? Who is it a home to?
We don't. That thank you.
Who is it a home to? Because you're making the house a home.
Wait, but we
use my phone. Did you guys make a video?
Y'all be liking the shit. Y'all be liking
to the same house together. Upright. He enjoyed the fact that we had nice shit.
Of course, you enjoy it.
I come home, my wine all drunk.
Yeah.
I come home.
It smell good.
Exactly. It smell good. You got stuffed shelves. The walls is wiped down.
But my candle and I'll throw my holy underwear.
And y'all wasn't buying throws.
I just made the house a home.
But my thing is this. Again,
you better calm your ass down.
When we have this whole. I make the house a home. We have to understand that women are saying.
You don't need a woman.
Well, we have to understand that women are saying, I make the house a home for me and my preferences.
That's not true.
No,
because.
Definitely not. That's because not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, if a house is a home.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying, he's saying what I'm saying. I don't require a silver fridge, okay? And if we're good on money and I'm good on the fridge, the motherfucking fridge ain't broke. If I come home and there's a silver fucking fridge, I know you spent money for no reason. Where's my fucking fridge that works? I'm gonna be pissed off.
It stopped working.
So you don't want to.
Then we can get then we, touch.
Then
so
you can. When can we get a silver fridge?
Well, you know. Wait, hold on. It's not even okay. My dad really knows how to make a house a home. So I'm not just but not like you. Hold on. He's not simple. That man really did our whole house. So we're not talking about what you're talking about. Okay.
I can build a house.
My daddy would never have a
life. I could build that.
My brother would though.
I'm not gonna lie. I decored most of my house.
Okay. So okay.
I decored most of my house.
This is what we're talking about.
Exactly.
No, these new generation men, they be knowing how to put a little dash. These new men know how to put a little dash.
But that's
my daddy be like, this pattern goes nice with this color scheme.
That's what I be confused about.
He picked out the silver fridge.
We doing good.
Did he ever buy a candle?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. He bought candles and he
my dad
you ever walk in a man's house and you be like, this is nice. Yeah. He got a piano. Really he like art. Candles,
so she does that.
I like candles.
And that's
like
okay.
Art.
But that's okay though.
I know where Home Goods is. I know where Marshall's is. I know how to hit enter. I know what I like. I like silver. I don't care about the damn fridge.
Okay.
That's cool. You ain't got like the fridge. All I'm saying is
until
that.
Until you get that state-of-the-art fridge that just. That Sub-Zero.
Exactly.
Baby, when you get that motherfucking Sub-Zero, you don't know yet because you ain't got a bitch cooking that good
really
shit for you.
They really do, though.
You know, you're bugging. You're bugging.
Okay.
Now well, you're bugging.
Samsung
it's okay.
Fridge is pretty cool.
Do you want somebody to show you? And crack the ice cube?
I got an ice cube. White fridge.
I'll be honest.
No,
first of all, I have an actual ice.
Like a machine?
Yeah, like a side one that actually makes perfect.
Banging on Sonic ice.
It's like $154 on Amazon. But my thing is, the difference between... I've always loved refrigerators. Like,
I need a Sub-Zero.
He's into decor for real.
I used to.
He's like having wine. It's like liking wine, but not having a wine.
I used to go to Best Buy just to look at the refrigerators. Right? I used to be like, wow.
You need to be wiped for real.
So like,
is your wine a certain temperature?
We went to Samsung last year, and they had the refrigerator that can tell you exactly what you had and send it to your phone.
Oh, I was so impressed.
I was like,
the grocery list. Oh my God, I love it.
A refrigerator and technology.
I like this cube.
Oh, I need it. Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie. I appreciate a simple man.
It was like 5,000-6,000.
It was more than that, wasn't it?
I don't know.
But that means you'll let me have you like. When we get to that point where the money is just flowing, you don't give a fuck. So you just let me, well, take this Sub-Zero with the like, you'll just go with the flow.
Can I tell you this? You know what I think that some men, when they, and again, some men, some men, I never say all about anything. Yeah. When some men are exposed to new things with women, their taste
changes. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like, yeah, that makes sense.
I can guarantee you, like, my husband's tastes and what he requires has changed.
My girl's got a silver fridge. It's beautiful.
You got a girl?
We live in the same house.
You got a girl?
No. I'm saying like,
how many?
She would have a silver fridge, and it would be nice.
Okay. Right, but the thing, but you're saying that's what she wants. What I'm saying is that since we've been together, his tastes have changed. So if I come home mm-hmm. with some bullshit, he'd be like, ooh, what's this? He gonna be mad, but he'd be like, was this on sale? Like, was it a deal? Like, cause he, if it's a deal,
I'd be asking my mom.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah, guys are like that. Yeah,
like a 50% off.
A sale silver fridge.
Men and women are wired different. Yeah. That's just what it is.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fridge for sale silver with the doors?
My ex actually put me on home decor. That's all she did. Like, she would just redecorate. We had a crib in LA. Like, every time I came back, because I would travel a lot, the house was different. Like new rugs, new, it was like eight at the table.
Did it change?
We had new chairs, new rugs.
Rico, did it kind of change like how you viewed that stuff?
You like alpaca rugs now?
We ain't had that. Like we wasn't lit like that. Yeah. But I did start looking at things differently. Yep. But I'm not gonna lie, when I started realizing how much money she was spending, I was like, bro, now this is not
ridiculous.
Yeah, but the thing is, she always wanted something new. She's Spanish, so you know they like real.
Oh my god!
Listen,
they like on their house, like they changed their house, and that house got to be spick and span. They'll lick it clean, like you know what I'm saying.
Well, then call me Spanish, because baby, I don't play. You ever made love on an alpaca?
Nah, like
I don't want to go back to the Section 8 when you get on that alpaca rug, you get the humping.
But now I'm in my new relationship, right? I'd be like, nah, we gonna get this rug. This rug gonna match this. Nah, we need to change the furniture. We can't get too dark. We still
so
got a 2 year
her,
old.
The other girl.
I would say that she opened my mind to
yes.
it.
Yeah, that's me.
But outside of that, I still had like hairs in the toilet and everything. Like,
I'm also frugal.
I'm frugal too.
And that's okay. I don't mind
frugal too.
I'm frugal.
Like,
I like to be taught how to be frugal.
We're loving you right now.
My ex taught me how to be frugal, and that's how I learned how to save money, because I couldn't save money for anything. So I appreciate a man that knows how to save, or like, you know, teach me finance, because I'm a woman and, well, I don't know. I'm just a certain kind of woman. We're not all the same, but I like to spend money, and I spend money carelessly, and I buy shit that I like, that I see, and I don't really think about what this could be going towards if I just save the money. So
I spend money begrudgingly.
I spend fucking money like I am. I spend money like I've been on the Disney Channel my whole life. Like, something is wrong with me. Like, I spend money. I'll go out tonight and get oysters and Wagyu and fucking all kinds of bullshit. But I can't afford to be
Disney
doing that.
Don't got
if
money.
I really want to make shit happen. But
yeah, that's how my girl is. And I get mad. Every day we have an Amazon package. And I'm like, there's nothing in life that you need every fucking day.
But I appreciate what I learned from a frugal man.
I get text messages from concierge all day.
Oh my God. I went to Nobu. I was like, why am I doing this?
I'm not going to lie. We get a lot of packages at the house. But it's always for something.
But but that's the thing. Like,
but it's the women. It's us buying it. Yo, how often do the men...
I'll give you this. Sometimes like some packages will show up. It'll be... I done bought him some new golf pants, or he needs some.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you need some tank tops.
So when I buy stuff, it's not just for me and just for the house.
Absolutely.
Like, I was going to go shopping.
Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing. Nice.
She said, I'm upgrading this man.
I literally like everything.
Exactly.
You know, like the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Who had a dog?
He's going to get all of,
the food, the everything, the sweaters.
I mean, I think he bought a pack of toys.
But he's not like, paying attention to it. I ain't gonna lie.
She need a toothbrush. She need a
dog? He brushed the dog.
I ain't gonna lie. My dog's breast was rocking, so I had to buy him a new tooth. I'm like, yo, I've been
girl,
cheap.
Be
I'm like, yo, let me get this right.
Your breath stink.
Yeah, and no, my dog is at a stage where she eat turds, and so
yeah, her dog be eating shit and the diarrhea kind. Slurping that shit up.
So disgusting.
Wait, guys. So we're gonna continue, but I know Jada got to head out.
I gotta head out, guys. It's been so much fun.
Enjoy.
I love having this conversation. And, you know, I love frugal men. I have no problem with white refrigerators and stoves.
I say Red Lobster, too, because we don't eat oysters.
I love Red Lobster. I love Cheesecake Factory.
I like Red Lobster, too.
I love Cheesecake Factory and Red
Y'all
Lobster.
Lost me on that.
I was just there the other day. And don't play with Olive Garden.
Dirt.
That bread with that little Alfredo
Anything
bit.
With salad. That Darden is out.
That salad is life. The little pepper.
Technically, Darden is out. But Capital Grille, I don't think it is a sister.
That's not.
Anymore.
That's a little. That's a step up.
About,
but it's been fun, guys. I'm gonna have to head out.
Yeah.
Not any of them franchise.
I'm gonna leave my co-host, y'all. It's been fun. Right. Jada Blackwell _.
What are you looking for? Oh.
They can still see you.
He gonna cut it out.
No,
Wait, did you guys make a Child. Video?
This is real
Marie.
Life,
Marie.
All right, Jada, get out the camera.
What do I what spend money on? Food. I like to go out a lot.
I hate that. I go to, that's my biggest pet peeve.
No, what? You said you don't like wasted food.
Yeah, but like food, like in general too. Like spending money on food, I just don't like, my thing is this, I don't like spending money on things that I can't see anymore. Besides, vacation is different. Like if I can't see that lobster that you just ate, I don't want to spend money on it. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean if you can't see it?
Because it's gone. Like,
oh, you mean like after you...
Yeah, like something that you can keep around.
Like, if I buy you, like, I would rather buy you a $500 pair of shoes than pay for a $500 dinner.
A $500 who?
$500 dinner.
But dinner's the experience, though.
But I know, but I
feel like...
I feel like we've had... Well, me and my girl, we've had enough experiences at dinners and different all different types of restaurants.
Love you.
Been there, done
it. Yeah, it's just, okay, we're going to try this one because this is known for this. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. But if I could, I would love to be like, okay, yeah, I bought you this. And then you put it together with a nice little outfit. I'm like, wow, those are the shoes I got? I love that. Like, that makes me happy. Oh, that's the bag I bought? Oh, all right, I see you. Because I can see it. I know where my money went. But when I see, like, what? All right, true story. When my girl first moved here from California, when my daughter was born, right? So she moved to New Jersey. And I was like, it was June had just started. And I'm like, it's the summertime.
Gemini season.
Yeah, her birthday was coming up. And I was like, I got to make sure that they have a great experience. I got to make sure they have a great experience, right? So I took her out all the time and the kids. So I was swiping one of my cards and I was like, this is the money I'm going to spend in this account. I don't even want to look at it. Once like 2 weeks hit, I was like, I don't even want to. I'm not even going to check this account. I'm just going to keep swiping this bitch.
Like a gift
card. Right? So then look.
It's a credit card though, right?
It became a gift card. It's
damn near. No, so what ends up happening is in August, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to look. So I sat down on the toilet. That's where I would go through all my finances. And I looked at this shit, right? And
I do a lot of my important work too.
Right? I feel like I can focus. And plus with kids, it's like the only quiet space. And I looked at it. And I looked and it said my restaurants, right? I never forget. So I spent $25,000.
Like it was itemized?
Yeah. Restaurants. Restaurants said spending $25,000. So I was like, I got up out that toilet. And my girl will tell you, I walked over to her.
Did you wipe?
No.
Oh, my God.
I had a shitty ass cheek and everything. Like, I was pissed. I got up off that toilet. I walked right to my girl was laying on the couch watching a movie. I was pissed. I grabbed her stomach. I said, there's $25,000 of food in here. I just want to let you know that, okay? And I went back in that bathroom, and I continued to cry. No, I'm kidding. I didn't cry. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was really like, yo, this is crazy. But I know I did it because, you know, she had just had a baby, and I was, like, trying to do as much as I can to make her feel comfortable moving from the West Coast to the East
just
Coast.
Just had a baby, and you grabbed her stomach like that?
He was also raw butt, too, so.
Yeah, like,
he
I can't.
Like, doo-doo.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, she probably smelled the trail and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's like my puppy.
But that is when I really realized, like, I don't like spending money on things I can't see. Right? I have nothing to show for it, but the fact that I might have a picture on Instagram or I might have a picture on my phone that is going to remind me that this dinner at Ocean Prime was $550.
And the memories.
Like, I don't, fuck those. We got them.
But you travel.
Yeah, but travel is different, right? Because I feel like travel, it's not just about food. You're experiencing the whole... Well, I never really stay in resorts besides, like, Mexico. So, like, and one time in DR. So, if I travel, I literally go to where, like, I could be around the people. So, like, that whole culture and just that, like, it just opens your mind.
Experience.
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
But the food is not really an experience to me.
I don't know.
Out of the country, no.
No. The food out of the country is more of an experience than the food in America. Like, fine dining is fine dining. I'm not saying that they're not good restaurants. They're a bunch. But... Again, like, I could live without it. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Rico, you just mad that she be leaving food on her plate.
All of my money cost me money to make money. You know what I'm saying? If for me to make this money, I probably have to spend money on this or spend money on that. Invest and then it comes, yeah, I have to reinvest it back into myself to continue to make this money. So every time I'm pulling out, I'm not looking at it like I'm pulling out of my pocket. I look at it as I'm pulling out of this advertisement. Or this marketing, or this expense. You know what I'm saying? So when I waste it on food, I'd be like, damn, I could have probably used that for a Facebook ad and probably made that $500. I could have made $1,500. You know what I'm saying?
That's how much you make on Facebook ads?
Sometimes.
Just saying. Okay.
But you just got to know how to do it.
I do.
But you also have to have a product to sell. So it's a whole bunch of different things that can involve. Like, I'm not selling courses. But that's what I look at it as.
So this is a big deal right now because of just, like, geopolitical reasons, our economy, the wars that we're, like, I don't want to say co-conspirators, but like the words that we're like surreptitiously involved in. Where is y'all's mind when it comes to like someone that you're dating or with or whatever who has like totally different political views than you do? Because you know, politics is not just politics, was it what it is right now today. It's politics, what it's been over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, and how that plays into everything.
I'll let y'all answer first.
Are your parents from an island or something?
No, you're American, yeah, right?
Trinidadian, my father is.
Oh, okay. Well,
you are?
I'm just asking because I feel like maybe as a foreign descent, y'all might have a different perspective. But I'm just curious.
I said, I'll let y'all answer first.
Go ahead, Rome.
As far as political stuff, we really don't even discuss it. I think mine understands that like I'm pro humanity and whoever's hurting, I just think it's messed up all around. We don't really discuss it. It's not even like a.
Is it because y'all differ on y'all's views or political parties or like?
Or is politics just something y'all don't care about?
Yeah, yeah, politics is just something I personally don't care about strictly because I believe they're all liars and we just really pick the best of the worst.
Yeah.
And they just trick you into believing that you have a choice or you have a say and it's all ran by stuff that's like out of our control. But to make us feel like we have some say in the world or some control or that our lives are worth something to somebody else, they say, oh, go out and vote. But I know voting is important. I know, let me say that. I know voting is important. But I'm saying I don't think we have the power that they say we have. I think it's to give us hope.
I don't believe in hope.
Sorry.
I actually do believe that we have the power. It's just that America is generally just so divided that you can't consolidate the power to make a change. You know, like, for instance, if you go to Nigeria right now, like, the Naira is doing terrible. Like, I get an update on it every day because, like, majority of my friends are Nigerian. And one of my friends posted a video. He's like, man, why these niggas ain't revolted yet? He's like, they peaceful protesting. I was like, you're right. If I can't get a biscuit to eat, man, forget peaceful protesting. Somebody gotta come to the town square and talk to us. You know, are we going to overrun the governor's house or something, you know? So I think when everybody is aligned, your vote, it can do a lot. That's why I greatly believe in like my local politics. I vote all the time. I do my research. I print out the ballot first so I can go through and read everybody little whatever, what they doing. And it doesn't matter what party you are. It's like what you doing for my neighborhood, for my district, for the people, X, Y, and Z. So I believe that voting is important, but it's just so much what's the word? Like
division.
Oh. Yeah, that like I can see why somebody would feel like they vote don't matter. You know?
And I feel that I feel the same way that you do as far as like people. I just feel like people should go past talking at this point. Like we march, we scream, and we all get together and protest.
Oh, violence, right?
So, hear me out.
Okay. That's just the answer.
I'm not saying it's right, and I'm telling you how I feel, but I'm not saying it's correct. I'm saying if we just even say
gotta bust
mass
some heads.
Shootings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You really gotta make people feel you. And like this talking shit's been going on for so long, and it's like, cool, y'all had a day, y'all was in the streets, and somebody got to clean up the streets, and of course a fight breaks out, and then now it's still division.
Because real talk, they don't care about.
That's how I feel.
Jose DeSantos at Robb Elementary, Andre Gonzalez at Robb Elementary is very different. Even the kids up, what's that one school? Yeah, what's the name of it?
Sandy
Hook. You know, like, and those were some affluent kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is that, and it's literally exactly what you're saying. You got to. You know, people like, oh, that's petty. No, you need to feel me.
Yeah, we've been marching for how long?
You need to feel me. And that's the thing. Like, people, if it's not affecting them, it's difficult for them to
relate
to it. You know, I mean, that's my opinion, Aaron T. Campbell. So
this kind of politics sounds crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, scary.
When it comes to in my house, in my household, I feel like me and my girl, we have.
She's from Cali.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny, like, she's
from Cali. She also has very strong opinions.
But my girl is Native American, and her family still has, like, property and reservations and stuff like that. Like, she even has their clothes that she still wears. So she's very much like, they took shit from us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So she's also on the same type of time that I'm on, but she's... The problem is, I'm willing to risk this shit all. I'm really risk it all. And sometimes she'd be like, no, because I can see that when it comes to coming together, they've put enough fear into people to make you not, right? And so sometimes when me and my girl, even though we are on the same page with very much similar beliefs, we have some different, but we do have a lot of similar beliefs, I'm willing to go further than she is because there's a level of fear for her. Like, she thinks about the kids, and I'm like, well, the kids gonna remember their dad, and everybody gonna remember their dad on my Malcolm X, right? And I've always been that way, though. When I stand for something, right, I have no fear for it. If I stand for it and I strongly stand for it, good luck, because I'm gonna do whatever I want to do to make it happen, and whatever comes with it comes with it. But my girl, on the other hand, she's on some like, no, relax, because this, that, the third. So and there's times that like I've wrote crazy music. That's why I stopped writing music, because when I would write music, I started writing music about lots of truths and things that I've gathered and learned, et cetera, that would probably shape shift, especially with my social media presence. But I feel like that's my duty as a human. We are talking about voting. Really, we're just talking about coming together. Mm-hmm. And really, the way they do the job of dividing is like, all right, cool. All right, I'm gonna make an example out of somebody for you. Then everybody shut up. And then they might breadcrumb a little something just to make everybody be like, okay, we moved the needle just a little bit, but you're still so far behind. And in all honesty, they don't care. You know how they say like a place is dangerous. You go to a country, they say this. Like, I remember when I was going to
Colombia. Yeah, they say Jamaica and Mexico were dangerous.
But then,
well, right now I heard Jamaica is actually really dangerous.
I was over there the other day.
But that's my point. Like, they always say it until they scare you. Like, there was a couple I spoke to a long time ago from somewhere overseas, and they were like, yo, wow, I never knew the roads in America were so bad. I thought it was perfect here, because it's all fucking marketing. Mm-hmm. So they probably market me to be scared to go over there, just like they market that it's perfect over here.
Child, I vote for everything. Like,
but money plays a part in that. Like, politics is money. Like, that's why I don't believe in the voting part too much. Like, it's money and positions of power. And then if you have... Like, for example, let's just say hypothetically the whole project building in Newark and Weekwake Park decides it's like one of the parts in Newark.
Jersey.
No, like, what's the, you're saying the project building, like, what is
it? It's like a very low income poverty area.
Oh, the project.
Yeah, project building.
I was about to say, Aaron, so, like, you know damn well what the projects are.
No, that's not, I thought he was saying that there's a, like
a project.
That they're building something.
No, I mean like a low income housing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's just say, I don't know, there's 1,000 people in that one building, hypothetically, right? And those 1,000 people decide to go out and vote for the new sheriff of Newark. The people that are downtown that got the money, and they might be only 100 of them, but they got the money. So those 1,000 people who are poor, those votes don't count to the 100 people with the money. In my opinion, this is not a fact. This is just what I believe.
How your districts are set up, because those 1,000 people in that really dense space really could have more voting power than the people who live in single family homes in the other area.
But you got to believe that they're actually, you got to believe that they're actually
going by that.
Going
no,
by that.
No, 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 but no, this is the thing. And I know what you're about to say. Exactly.
All right. So I got a question, right? Staying kind of like on this thing where I guess, you know, because they say that the things that you shouldn't talk about is religion, politics. And is there anything else? There's a third one, isn't there?
Pay.
And yeah, how much you make or money. All right. So obviously, well, I know you have a daughter, but I know you two don't have any kids yet. But maybe you could give me what you would have think you that you yet. Would do in a situation where you were in a relationship and a marriage and you have a child and one parent or your spouse is of a different religion, believes in a different religion, and they want your kid to believe in that religion that differs from you.
They've been this the whole time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you've known. Into like, let's just say Muslim. I'm Muslim. Yeah. And, well, that wouldn't work because typically the marriage has to be Muslim.
You're Muslim?
No, no, no. Hypothetically. Oh. So I'm Muslim and my girl is Catholic and we have a kid. And, you know, my girl wants the kid to be Catholic. I want the kid to be Muslim. I don't know if anybody here is in religion, but how would you deal or what advice would you give to somebody who's dealing with a division of religion within their kid in their household?
I actually just watched a movie on this. Like, what? That was the plot of the movie. It was called Dear God. It's, I think her name was... Well, it was on TV. I don't know if it is on Netflix as well. But her parents were... Her mom was Christian. Her dad was Jewish. And...
It means she had to be Christian.
Well, their solution was they would wait till she was old enough to pick her own religion. So they didn't raise her Christian. They didn't raise her Jewish because it actually caused conflict between their families. The Christian wife, like her family, like disowned her for marrying a Jewish man. So because religion was such a conflict in their marriage, they didn't want to raise their daughter with any kind of religion. They were like, when she's old enough, she'll choose if she wants to be Jewish, if she wants to be Christian, if she wants to be any other religion, you know, which I feel like was the most reasonable solution, because it's like, what do you do when you have such opposing religions or ways of like raising a child?
So my understanding is actually in the Jewish tradition, maybe this is probably like my friends who are not like the strict Jews.
Hasidic.
Not even Hasidic, but just like, there's another word.
Practicing.
Orthodox. We'll say practicing. Because it's not Hasidic or Orthodox. But like, like in their faith, it's like you go with the mother's religion. So like one of my best friends growing up, his dad was, I think Catholic, but we'll just say Christian. And then his mom was Jewish. So he was raised Jewish, like had a bar mitzvah, like, you know, all of that. Went to Hebrew school, blah, 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 whatever. So I guess like tradition wise, that's what they do. Somebody can correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, because I'm sure y'all will. Huh? Right. That it's the mother's.
It is,
yeah,
true.
For the Jews, like it's whatever the mother's faith is. But with respect to what I would do, I mean, I would, like, you know, take them to regular church, take them to synagogue. You know, when you want to make a decision, do what you want to do.
And also, I wouldn't care. Also, in the movie, they purposefully did not ever take her to church or to the synagogue. Oh, when she went to go visit her grandmother for the weekend or whatever, and she was like curious because her grandmother always went to temple. She was just like, I want to go with you. Like, let's go. And her grandmother was super excited. And she was like, okay, cool. And then when her other grandparents came to visit, she was like, well, she's Jewish. She came to temple with me. And it was just like, it caused a whole big thing, because it was just like, because her curiosity stroke. And she was like, you know, I just want to see what, you know, going to what?
Struck.
Struck.
I knew. I ain't
mean him.
I was gonna say it, but then he.
I know he didn't.
No, it was.
No, they both. Was, they both Rome, did something, Rome and I'm like, Rome did what it, and was like, that? What?
Rome did it, so I was like, us.
Yeah, normally us too.
Yeah. I was like,
it felt funny coming out of my mouth, but I was just like, but damn, they just did reacted over there.
I didn't react. I was just listening. I was letting it go. It was Rome.
No, it definitely was Rome. And he looked at Rico, Rico did something with his face,
too.
No,
he didn't look at me. He heard me because he was like this, and he went like this.
Back in my head.
And then I kind of, like, laughed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So I had a girl I dated, and her father and her mother was entertaining the idea of divorce because they were both Catholic. And then at some point, the mother converted to becoming a Jehovah's Witness.
Real talk, like, I don't know, it's not a big deal to me. Like, and Alan just brought this up, like, it's not an immutable trait.
Yeah.
It's not your
identity.
How you appear is not your.
Unless you have to dress like it.
It's not your sex, you know. Is it sex
that
or
changes
gender?
Everything?
Gender.
No, it's not your gender, right? Or is it, wait, is
wait.
It?
Yeah. Sex no. is like.
Which one is it?
You can't change.
Okay, so it's not your gender. Regardless, it's not an immutable trait, you know? So I actually, for that reason, I would say I would just leave it up to the kid to figure out what it is they want to be. Now, don't be bringing no bullshit into my house.
That's what happens, though.
Like, no, I mean, but you can be that on your own.
What is bullshit? What?
Some atheist shit, basically.
I don't know. I don't feel like atheism would bother me.
Well, if you...
No. I don't know. Just don't come here to talk
well,
about
I feel like
bat blood.
Every you know, religion...
That's unsanitary.
It's like every religion is a belief system. If you don't believe that there's any higher being, like, you can't really blame them.
No, I said it can't be unsanitary.
No.
Don't bring that bullshit to my house.
No, I was explaining the atheist...
Crosses on the wall and your son or daughter comes in and be like...
That's not what I mean.
I don't believe in that. That's not what she's saying. That's not what she's saying.
Oh, wait. If you had what? Upside down crosses? What did you say?
How about if you had crosses on the wall and your son or daughter came in and turned them upside down, that'd be the bullshit.
Yeah, like this.
No,
my
that's
house.
Yeah, that's
you
scary.
A beggar. I pay the bills here.
That's scary.
You a beggar.
Like, come on, like let's be reasonable. Like, you can't go in your mama's house turning her crosses upside down.
I've actually
devil
had
child.
This conversation with the girlfriend that I had. She was Seventh-day Adventist.
What they believe?
I was that one time.
What is that?
I don't what they believe in.
It's very close to the Hebrew practices. Like you have the seven days of Saturday, Friday night, Saturday. You celebrate the Sabbath.
Right. You celebrate Sabbath. Almost like Jews. Mm-hmm. So on the Christian Friday. Day. Yeah, but yeah. So on from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, you cannot do anything.
Would you sleep?
Just sit still?
Well, you can't
like
work.
You can't drive, you can't work.
Well,
like
be outside. Like walking everywhere.
Yeah, that's why Jews walk. They don't drive or whatever. You'll always see them on the street because, you know, they can't do anything.
On the Sabbath.
Right.
Wait, but you can walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the rules? Like, what is it that you
I know that, move? Okay, so I know that they don't take elevators.
The 7 day.
Yeah.
Electronics, you can't
yeah.
do
yeah. Anything electronically, so they take stairs, they don't use the elevator, they don't drive.
Man,
they walk.
And where does this particular set of rules like come from? Like, okay, no use of cell phones. You can't tell me like 100 years ago they were saying no in the rule book.
No electronics.
No, to be honest, this kind of like
don't pick that up.
It's in the New Testament.
This kind of thing has always like sparked curiosity in me because I didn't really understand it. Like I didn't understand why it was a thing at all, but I also am not that religious. Like I didn't grow up that religious. Like, yeah, I believe in God. Yeah, I guess I would call myself a Christian, but I you know, I don't go to church. I didn't grow up going to church, like to be honest. So
your Jamaican daddy.
Man, actually his mother would take me to church every once in a while, but she is also Seventh-day Adventist, which I only found out like 2 years ago, to be honest. I did not know that.
She be doing stuff on.
No, she don't. And you know, she sews. And my sister went downstairs because she lives downstairs from us. My sister went to go ask her to sew something for her. And she said, it's Saturday, honey. I cannot. And I was like,
I actually, so when I used, I mean,
I guess I'm still
being
Venice too.
Yo, I was so surprised. Shit. Like, they don't want to do it. They cannot do anything. But I had asked her. I said, well, you know, when you have kids, because actually she, like, started being Seventh-day Adventist because, you know, her mom was, her grandmother was, but she didn't, honestly, she would cheat a little bit, to be honest. She wasn't supposed to be going nowhere. And sometimes she was going out on a Friday night when she knows she wasn't supposed to be going out. So I was asking her, I was like, you know, when you eventually have kids, are you going to raise them to be Seventh-day Adventist? And she was just like, yeah, I think so. I think my mom would want that. And I was like a little taken aback because I was like, well, if it's going to be with me, like, shorty, I don't know about that because I don't know if I would want my kid to be Seventh-day Adventist.
I don't know what your mama got to do with it. That would be my first question.
And that's a lot of religion stems from the parents.
No, yeah. When you grow up religious, it was very hard for her to like break away from like her parents and their religion, to be honest. Everything was like, oh, my mom, and we believe this and blah, blah, blah.
Everything is all cool and dandy. Until you have a kid, and then you're like, wait a minute, I don't want you setting alarms and making my kids stop what they do a prayer for your religion. And then I feel like when you watch your kids start doing the practices of a religion, that's where it could become conflicting.
But that said, why would you not automatically assume that this person who has these very strong religious beliefs, why would you not assume that that is what they would want their child to be?
You know, everybody cheats in their religion, right?
So, I don't know.
Not everybody, but like when you dating somebody, right? I would think like, well, I'm thinking about this really from the aspect that's a little bit different from my ex-girlfriend's parents. And they came into the religion together. And then the wife changed to Jehovah's Witness. And then the wife, which is her mother, convinced her to change to Jehovah's Witness. And that's where everything in that household went south. So, I mean, I think from it in the sense of like you watch everybody just cheat on their religion all day long and pick and choose which ones they want to believe in. And then the moment you get a kid, you want to get all spiritual again. Right. So like now you want to push it and you want to be, you know, pretty much strict and negating everything you weren't doing prior. And I think that's when it like clicks to that person like, okay, this is a little bit too much. Because it was kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Well, when you think of like religions, the main tenets of the main religions, so like Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, like they say, they all have the same core values. Yeah. So it's like if we take those same core values, which I believe are generally aligned with like just good things like be kind, don't kill, don't lie, don't steal, you know, like these, I don't think you need religion to observe the core values of the main religions, if you will. So I think if people without religion, if people were to instill those values into, you know, themselves and like their kids and their families, mm-hmm. then I think that's where people would not stray or wild out, if that's, you know, that's your word, not mine. So I don't necessarily believe that you have to be religious to be a good person.
I think if everyone was religious to some extent, or I do agree the three or the four main.
Four? What's the fourth?
It's one of the Indian religions, Hindu.
Oh, okay.
So the four main religions do have and share a lot of the same core values. I personally feel like people were really religious and abiding by those core values until they realized that the people who run the world don't. And
the people that run the religions.
Yeah, people that run their religions don't, and the people who run the world don't. And it's like, okay, you are literally a servant to a person and or group of people who are using the religion against you. And that's where people start to, you know, deviate from the religion and say, you know what? Forget it, which is upsetting because, again, they do really stand to make you a better person. But are you a better person? Because you can't fight fire with air. It's just going to make the fire grow. sometimes got to fight fire with fire. And when you fight fire with fire, that means you might have to go a little bit off track from what you typically believe in. But maybe that is also stated in them too, in those books, you know, going to war against evil. I have zero clue how it works. I'm just saying.
In the book somewhere, that's what it says. Right.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people get lost in religion. Like they get into the
literally was just saying people that are too religious sometimes scare me. I'm not going to lie. I literally just said that a few days ago.
We have a new religion that is a, I guess like an addition to a core religion every 100 to 200 years, right? You know, they're always like, first you have the Bible, which is Christianity. Then you have et cetera. Then you have et cetera. Then 100 years later, you have Seventh-day Adventist, which like came in like the early 1900s, late 1800s. And then you have another version of Christianity that just came in 1950 or 1960s.
Which one is
it? I don't even know what it's called.
Huh?
What is it? Not, Mormons came in the 1950s and 60s as well. There's another one that stemmed from South Korea, right?
I seen that, yeah.
God is a woman, right? And it's like every 50 to 100 years, and this is just estimate, we have another version of this religion, right? So there is no real grounding because nobody can, I don't say nobody, but people can't interpret or really, you know, translate these books into actual logic and core values. Well, these people get lost or they have their own version of what it means. And then that's when they start their own version of the same religion. And then I don't know if we're going further away or we're going closer to, but what I do know is that people are getting lost by the decades. But like more and more lost.
Can I respond to that? I think that you actually already said this. I think the reason why that happens is because the leadership of these movements and these religions, they use it to control people, to take advantage of people, to, you know, have indiscretions with young girls and women and, you know, all kinds of stuff to take people's money. Like, that's the problem. Like, a lot, and I think that's the reason why a lot of people have turned away from certain religions is because of the bad actors. Like, you find out your pastor, you know, browbeat. Not even that. They browbeating you about, you know, Catholics do this or Baptists do that or whatever. But you turn around and you got three outside kids. You know what I mean? Or, well, whatever. Or you turn around and you,
all of them.
Your church is not serving the community that it sits in. But the pastor rolling around in not a regular luxury vehicle.
Rolls Royce.
Super luxury vehicle. The $300,000, $400,000 vehicle. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, and I'm not against the pastor having his own, I ain't gonna say pastor, but the leader having their own career or business venture or whatever, and they can make money off of that. But when you are in a community and you're taking in tithes and offering, you're taking in resources from that community, but that community cannot turn to you for resources, that is a problem. And I think that is one of the biggest reasons why people, again, turn away from religion, because they're not practicing what they preach. I'll give a perfect example. There's a church in Houston. It's called St. John's. And before I moved away, that was a church I was going to. And the reason why I decided to go there was because I literally could see every day, because I used to pass the church to go to work. Every day, I could see them outside doing something for the community. It's downtown. So they're feeding people. They built a big apartment complex. They're housing people. They are, you know, people may not be comfortable with it, but there would be homeless people coming into church. It might be a nigga sitting next to you that smell like the trash can, but the church was his place of refuge, you know, and they weren't turning people away. And that was the biggest thing that I really liked about that church, was that it served the community that it was in. Yeah. And the pastor could be doing anything. He might have seven kids on the outside or whatever, but my biggest thing is that you can't be, continue to take. Yeah. You taking tithes and offering, but what are you giving?
And giving, like, out crumbs.
Yeah, if I go to this church and my lights are about to get cut off and I've been faithfully giving to this church and you can't let me hold something for a light bill, it's a problem.
These nonprofit organizations be so profitable. Like, we should talk about that. Like,
people. Yes, I do believe that another reason that people turn away from religion, and I said this, is it's the people who lead the religion, you know. But the problem is this: you can't be a pastor every Sunday. You preaching against X, you preaching against Y, you preaching against Z, but you up there overweight. Gluttony is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can't, baby. You can't tell me nothing when you sitting up here not following the rules that you're teaching. When it comes, of course, these are, they are men and women. They're flesh. You know what I'm saying? And we're of the world. But when you take on that responsibility to lead a congregation, to lead a synagogue, to lead a Catholic church, you can't be out there wilding. Otherwise, you need to go work at UPS. Yep. You need to go be a lawyer. You need to go do something else and not be the head of a church, of a synagogue or whatever. I'm sorry, like that, but you have a huge responsibility to your parishioners, to your members, or whatever you want to call it, and you can't take that lightly, because at the end of the day, if you're not operating according to what it is you're teaching and preaching, you're going to turn more people away than you bring in to your doors, to your religion.
This is why I'm not that deep in religion. No, honestly, because pastors. Honestly, I know people look up to them. They're supposed to do X, Y, and Z, but they are not God. Mm. They are human beings. They are human. They are human beings. And I understand that, you know, people look up to them and, you know, people expect them not to do X, Y, and Z. But the only person I talk to, you can't see them.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is, do not put yourself in a position such that people look up to you. That's the difference. Like, baby, Aaron Campbell can't be no pastor. Sorry.
Because, I'd be contradictory.
Right, I'm not willing to put myself in a position that I'm doling out what the word says, what God says, what we supposed to be doing while I'm over here not doing it. Mm-hmm. What I look like.
But the thing, and you know what the thing is, these people.
Or I'm overweight because gluttony is a sin.
But and the thing is, I
was about to say, you real hard on that one.
But no. The reason why I bring that up is only because you have pastors 300 pounds.
Have you ever been swallowed?
No. But the only reason I say that is because people try to act like sins are not the same. All sins are equal.
They pick and choose their sins.
Exactly.
This shit gets me mad.
So it's like, no, you can't sit up here and tell the homosexuals in the church that there's something wrong with them, but you sitting up here eating fried chicken and turkey necks and cornbread, and you 300-400 pounds. No, a sin is a sin.
I mean, I do agree.
And you can't say that. How do you say gluttony? Gluttony. Gluttony is
gluttony.
I was like, wait, what did you say?
I'm gluttony free.
And I done shot somebody. We the same.
No,
it is. I mean, technically, it is the same. But my thing is this: but people specifically in America are never taught to do the work themselves to find information. We're taught to sit in a classroom and we get the information told to us and we take it as word as bond. So then when you go to a church and this pastor could be, or this person of some type of leadership role could be preaching the wrong things, and we'll consume it because that's what we've been doing since the age of 4 or 5 years old. And we'll run with it, and it's literally causing chaos. But I look at it as controlled chaos, because we don't see how detrimental it is to coming together, to uniting, detrimental to. What happens if I told somebody right now the dating pool doesn't have piss in it? You're just not in the right religion.
What?
like the core values that you hold might be in the Muslim household or the Muslim religion. You get what I'm saying? Versus you might, maybe a Catholicism might be better for you in what you tend to be attracted to, or you know, whatever it is that goes within those religions. But again, we don't know anything but to listen and take from somebody instead of do this research ourselves. You know, nobody goes and picks up the Bible or picks up a dictionary or picks up, you know, some type of literature and decide to say, I'm going to teach myself. But this, hopefully that book is of the source, right? But I'm going to teach myself what it is and what the truth is. We all go and say, okay, cool. This person that was given a role or they assumed to take this role, we should just respect that they're in this position and take their word as somewhat of a truth, if not the truth. And we get lost.
I don't know. Dope conversation. I actually really liked the fact that we talked about different aspects of relationships because, to be honest, I feel like these are real issues that people are encountering, you know, in their relationships. And it's taboo. And I'm be honest, ain't nobody talking about this. Ain't nobody talking about what you do with your kids when the mama, the nation, and the daddy is
Jehovah.
Why? No, they
gonna, no. We're going to see 17 stats after this. We're going to see 17 stats of how many different religions are in the same household.
We can guarantee that. we can definitely guarantee
you're going to have a new divorce rate based on religion and different religions. It's going to be crazy.
But you know what? That's actually a good point because I think, who said it? Like, they were Catholics and they were thinking about divorce.
Very Catholic, yeah.
I think a lot of life decisions are based on what your religion is, you know?
A lot, yeah.
Think about it. Like, you know, what you believe in the nation is going to dictate how your household moves, how you move as a person, you know, especially if you're strict. And then same with Catholicism, no abortion. Yeah. You know, like, I knew girls in high school who was pregnant at, like, 14. They were like, baby, Jesus said... So they had a baby at 14, you know?
Yep.
So again, going back to Alan's initial statement, it drives so much of what we do, but sometimes in a bastardized way.
I got a question. We can use this, right?
Next time?
Well, no, we're not going to answer it. Open-ended.
Oh.
Yeah. If the person that is the perfect partner for you, whatever you deem the perfect partner, would you convert your religion to be with that person? Comment below.
Yeah. Do you have to be observant? We really appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
You can cash app us at 8
of the table. Yeah, cash app us at 8 of the table.
Or cash app at Caked by Mandy. CAKED.
You said KAC.
I said K, right. Spelling my own shit wrong.
Gluten-y and
whatever your religion is. Now, but real talk, appreciate y'all. We're out. Thank y'all for watching. We'll see you next time.
Peace.